हरे कृष्ण जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी Thank you.
జయ ఓం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శిష్యమద్ అభయ చరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత గోస్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి గ్రంథరా శ్రీమద్భాగవతంకి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ బృందకి ఆల్ గురీస్ అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గురీస్ అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గురీస్ అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గురీస్ ఆల్ గురీస్ ఆల్ గురీస్ శిష్య గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరాంగ్ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 6 కన్వర్సేషన్ బిట్వీన్ నారద అండ్ వ్యాసదేవ్ టెక్స్ట్ 32 దేవదత్తం ఇమాం వీణాం దేవదత్తం ఇమాం వీణాం స్వర బ్రహ్మా విభూషితాం స్వర బ్రహ్మా విభూషితాం మూర్ఛయిత్వా హరికతాం మూర్ఛయిత్వా హరికతాం గాయమానశ్చ రామ్యహం గాయమానశ్చ రామ్యహం దేవదత్తామిమాం వీణా స్వర బ్రహ్మా విభూషితా మూర్ఛయిత్వా హరికతా గాయమానాశ్చ రామ్యహం దేవదత్తామిమాం వీణా స్వర బ్రహ్మా విభూషితాం మూర్ఛయిత్వా హరికతాం గాయమానాశ్చ రామ్యహం స్వర బ్రహ్మా విభూషితా బ్రహ్మా విభూషితా ఉచయిత్వా హరికతాం మనశ్చ రామ్యహం దేవదత్తామిమాం వీణా స్వర బ్రహ్మా విభూషితాం మూర్ఛయిత్వా హరికతాం గాయమానశ్చ రామ్యహం దేవ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడెడ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ దత్తాం గిఫ్టెడ్ బై ఇమాం దిస్ వీణాం a musical stringed instrument, swara, singing meter, brahma, transcendental, vibhushitam, decorated with, murchaitva, vibrating, harikatam, transcendental message, gayamana, singing constantly, charami, do move, aham, I. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki. And thus I travel, constantly singing the transcendental message of the glories of the Lord, vibrating this instrument called a veena, which is charged with transcendental sound and which was given to me by Lord Krishna. Purport. The musical stringed instrument called the veena, which was handed to Narada by Lord Shri Krishna, is described in the Linga Purana. And this is confirmed by Srila Jiva Goswami. This transcendental instrument is identical with Lord Shri Krishna and Narada because all of them are of the same transcendental category. Sound vibrated by the instrument cannot be material, and therefore the glories and pastimes which are broadcast by the instrument of Narada are also transcendental, without a tinge of material inability. The seven singing meters, namely Sha, Sa, Sarja, Ri, Rishabha, Ga, Gandhara, Ma, Madhyama, Pa, Panchama, Dha, Daivata, and Ni, Nishada, Nishada, are also transcendental and specifically meant for transcendental songs. As a pure devotee of the Lord, Sri Narada Dev is always fulfilling his obligation to the Lord for his gift of the instrument, and thus he is always engaged in singing his transcendental glories and is therefore infallible in his exalted position. Following in the footsteps of Srila Narada Muni, a self-realized soul in the material world should also properly use the sound meters, namely Saregama, etc., in the service of the Lord by constantly singing the glories of the Lord as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshuro Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Srute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Padidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare దేవదత్తామిమాం వీణాం స్వరబ్రహ్మా విభూషితాం మూర్ఛయిత్వా హరికథాం గాయమానశ్చరామ్యహం. And thus I travel, constantly singing the transcendental message. And thus I travel, constantly singing the transcendental message of the glories of the Lord, vibrating this instrument called a veena, which is charged with transcendental sound, and which was given to me by Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna, welcome all the devotees for today morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. And today is October 6th, 5th, Tuesday. And His Grace Nityan Charan Prabhu was supposed to speak on this musical verse, on the verse about music. And the humor of the Lord is that somehow I was asked to speak about this musical verse, not having much understanding of Saregama Pada, although we had organized a retreat called as Saregama long back, in which we had sung our different expert musical brahmacharis were singing different bhajans with a lot of instruments. It was a very well received retreat, Saregama retreat. But nevertheless, the vibrations of the Supreme Lord, it is transcendental. So there is the hope that Lord Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here, that when the devotee tries to follow the instructions of the Lord and is willing to become an instrument of the Supreme Lord, then that message is, because the message is transcendental, if the attempt is made just to be honest and transparent in trying to pass on the message, then although the instrument may be imperfect, it is not to be seen in this world that if somebody has sung very beautifully and you play that audio in a very dilapidated or malfunctioning audio player, then you don't get the same effect, same benefit. But with regard to transcendental message, if the intention and the desire is there to pass on the message, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the beginning of this Bhagavatam, that verse, Tadvag Visargo Janataga Viplavo Yasmin Pratishlokam Abaddhavati Api. Abaddha is, Baddha means properly composed, and Abaddha is, even if it is improperly composed. And he gives this example that suppose the house, some neighbor's house is on fire, and you see that there is fire, so you immediately go out and shout and communicate to him that there is fire and you need to extinguish the fire. So the message is passed on that which extinguish the fire, then that is perfect, rather than whether he shouted at that particular situation or he was chastised that why did you spoil my garden in trying to pass on the message. Sometimes, no, it happens that you do some service and instead of being glorified, you are chastised for some mistake that happened in part of the service. But that mistake is not the main aspect. The main aspect is that the service was, the essential requirement was completed. So with that hope and as Prabhupada mentions, I'll make an attempt seeking the blessings of all the devotees here about this amazing chapter, conversation between Narada and Vyasadeva. As they say that the quality of one's life depends on the quality of questions you ask. And this particular conversation between Narada and Vyasa is one of the most exalted conversations that ever happened. And conversations are something that is always interesting. Even Bhagavad Gita is a samvad conversation. There is another word for the conversations, which is called as vivad. So vivad means argumentative, and samvad means discussion oriented. And the main difference between argument and discussion, or samvad and vivad, is that in vivad, the person is trying to prove his point, that my point is the one which is proper. But in a vivad, in a discussion, both are trying to get to the point. Not trying to prove the point, but let's get to the point of harmony and truth. And therefore, there is one famous Christian philosopher who says that if you are running after comforts, or running after trying to fix, justify your own ideology, then you will never get to the truth. But if you run after the truth, if you seek the truth, then eventually you will find comfort. And one of the most discomforting thing for anyone is to change one's ideology or the way they think about a human being or a situation or life itself. So here Vyasadeva, he has compiled so many literatures, Vedic literatures, and he must stand by them, that all of them are proper the way they has, because he has written it. But he is not attached to being a perfect author of all these literatures. He want to ensure that he is satisfied in his attempts to serve, and this attempt to serve will also satisfy the people in general. And because he himself was not satisfied by his attempt to describe the Vedic literatures, to enumerate Lord's different pastimes, he started to introspect that where did I go wrong. And yesterday only we were discussing that sometimes people stop to introspect when they become very successful or when they start to make money. Money is one of the parameters of success. People use intelligence to become successful, but they stop being intelligent after they are successful. They start to become that I have got the result of this intelligence, which is success, which is all these literatures or whatever. I have achieved a lot. Then they just don't ponder that, is this it? Is this the end of my fulfillment? Although internally they all start to feel empty, they never express it. But here in Vyasadeva, he is very honestly expressing to his spiritual master Narada Muni. And we see the same quality in Arjuna, that he was expressing his inhibitions, his confusions, his doubts to his guru. After being so successful in his attempts to gain all these weapons and astras, shastras, and making all this arrangement, still at that point, he wanted to clarify. And we see this three conversations that happened in the first chapter of the Gita. One is between Dhritarashtra and Sanjay. Another is between Duryodhana and Dronacharya. Another is between Krishna and Arjuna. And with Dhritarashtra's question to Sanjaya, we all know the first verse, Dharma Kshetre Kurukshetre Samaveta Yutsava Mamaka Pandavasseva Kimakurvata Sanjaya. Now this is the only words that Dhritarashtra speaks, and that too after long amount of silence. When there was adharma happening, injustice happening with the Draupadi, he didn't speak. When there was injustice happening before that with the Pandavas, where they were to be burnt, he didn't speak. He didn't protest. He didn't say this is wrong. And all through this adharma, he was silent. And suddenly, the first word that comes out of his mouth is dharma. Dharma Kshetri. As if he's a very pious person, somebody who is always thinking about dharma. And he also speaks this, although we know that the conversation between Krishna and Arjuna happened on the first day of the battlefield. The conversation between Dhritarashtra and Sanjay happens on the 10th day of the battle. Not on the first day. So the first verse is not on the first day of the battlefield. It's on the 10th day when Bhishma fell down. Once Bhishma was injured and he was lying on the bed of arrows, that's when Dhritarashtra becomes totally alarmed to know what is happening on the battlefield. Otherwise, typically, you see in many movies that if the son is playing a cricket match or the daughter is going to go for an exam, what do parents usually do? They'll sit in front of the deities and they'll keep praying, they'll keep chanting some mantras. Similarly, it is explained that Dhritarashtra and Gandhari, they were praying to Lord Shiva. They were in the puja room with one eye on the radio. What's happening? Or radio or TV. Sanjaya. And Sanjay was telling that, okay, now this happened, but in short. But the moment Dhritarashtra heard that Bhishma has fallen, he could no more sit there in the puja room chanting. Because all his dependency was not on Shiva, not on Krishna, not on Dharma, but it was on Bhishma. Bhishma, such a warrior who had never faced a defeat, and his name itself was Devavrat. Blessed by the lords, trained by the lords, by the devatas. So therefore he had ultimate confidence in Bhishma. That jab tak Bhishma hai udhar, mere bachchon ko kuch nahi hoga. But the moment Bhishma fell, he became so alarmed, he comes and asks, Kim akurvata? If it was going to happen, he should have said, Kim kurvanti Sanjaya? Or Kim kurvani? Those who are Sanskrit scholars may validation for this. That he is asking, Kim akurvata? That aisa kya ho gaya? What has happened that made Bhishma fall? Because Bhishma's fall was certainty for Dhritarashtra that his children will not succeed. And most of us don't inquire about dharma or about Dhritarashtra.
till our dependencies, till our shelters in this world, till those who think, till your insurances in this world are not shattered. And once a devotee was explaining that we all are on a stringed, we are all holding on to different strings in this world, different shelters. And one by one, either because of material nature, because of our karma, or because of Krishna's mercy, slowly, one by one, that those strings are cut. Say you take shelter of your academics. And that which you were so expert in has no placement now in the job industry. I remember when I was studying engineering physics at IIT Bombay. Initially, I wasn't aware. I was very interested in physics. But when I came to third year or fourth year, I started to become aware that ye sab gyan jo hai, all this doesn't have any monetary benefits. That apart from some research in some high energy physics laboratories, the world outside doesn't value my whatever knowledge that I am accruing. And therefore you see now, no matter what engineering someone is, ultimately people go land in software industry. They may be doing civil engineering, but ultimately he'll be a software engineer. That's why someone was saying that engineers are the most detached. 4 years they work hard to learn something, but they are very detached to not even pursue that field. Whereas doctors are very attached. Because they stay in that field and then they pursue. You don't find much doctors becoming like MBAs or into some other things. But engineers are, maybe that's why most brahmacharis are engineering background. That itna parishram kya kuch karne ke liye aur chhod diya, because it doesn't have future prospects. So we may work hard on something, and that may be our shelter. And either because of lack of prospects or lack of support that particular thing can give, we leave that. Bhagavatam says that just like as soon as the day starts, all the birds, they leave the tree. Because in the night, the tree was needed to take rest. But as soon as that need was over, they all leave the tree and then they fly out. Of course, night they come back. So when what we depend on, when that is shattered, then we look for, is there anything else that I can depend on, that I can hook on to? And one by one, these dependencies, as old age comes, as we live our life, they'll be start to be shattered. And in those situations, instead of turning our dependency on Krishna, to Krishna, like Vyasadeva, like Narada Muni in his life, or like Arjuna, we hold on to the existing shelters. Jo bache kuche abhi strings bache hai. Maybe our family, maybe our health, maybe our intelligence. We hold on to them much more strongly, that it is now this. It is my preaching ability that is going to be my shelter now. It is my managing capability that will make me, cruise through. Or it is my singing ability, that some ability or something by which we can, our prospects in this world can be good. And because Dhritarashtra's last or the most strongest string was cut, was now shattered. He was totally bewildered. But still, he is not fully expressing himself. He is not coming and telling. Prabhupada mentions in the purport that he had doubt whether his children will win or not because of the influence of the battlefield. He had a desire to have the throne. He was also fearful whether the Pandavas will become more stronger because of the influence of the battlefield. So much was going on in his inside, but is in outside केवल एक ही वर्ष निकला उनके मुंह से, because he could not had confidence to accept the truth that Sanjay has many times, even before this, before the Gita starts, there was a sage that comes, and the whole chapter's name is Sanat Kumar comes and he explains what is dharma and what you should do. But he couldn't accept. And so he knew that agar main advice ke liye mangunga, if I go for advice, I'll be told, I know what they will tell. Therefore, I am not seeking advice here. I am only inquiring what is happening there. And then the next discussion is between Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana and Dronacharya. Duryodhana is also fearful when he sees Drishtvatu Pandavanikam. So Dhritarashtra, by hearing, he became fearful. Bhishma fell. Duryodhana, even before Bhishma fell, even before the battle started, Pandava Anikam, seeing the many Pandavas assembled, he became fearful. But does he express his fear? Does he express his insecurity? He doesn't. He shows his confidence, or he boasts as if everything is okay. And even this happens that with many people, there are some who are like Dhritarashtra, who don't speak much. They are called as introvert. They are very not having the habit or not having enough confidence in the advice that is being given. They speak a little. They are not able to express themselves fully. And somebody like Duryodhana, who speaks lot of verses, and all his verses are about how confident he is about winning. Aparyaptam idametesham, that our army is unlimited, because bhalam bhishma virakshitam, because Bhishma is protecting. Even his confidence was on Bhishma. And we see there that Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana, he is speaking, but his guru, to whom he is speaking, he doesn't speak a verse at all. At least Sanjay starts to speak to Dhritarashtra, but Dronacharya doesn't speak even a verse to, we don't see that in the Gita, that Dronacharya speaks back to Duryodhana. And the reason is told that Duryodhana is so full of himself that there is nothing that I can tell him that he will agree, that he will accept. And because he is speaking all about him being center, he will never hear anyone else. And he was so disgusted with what all Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana did, that he didn't had that, confidence that Duryodhana will change. He is coming to him, but he is coming to him to ensure that he is going to fight properly. That your tava shishyena dhimata, your disciple is also there on the other side as a senapati. So you should fight properly. So he's not coming in a proper inquiry mood that I want to know. But whereas Vyasadev and Arjuna, they come in proper inquiry mood, really open, totally open to accept the solution. They don't want to justify their ideology. Although they both express. Now Vyasadeva expresses, Arjuna expresses. They are open to accept the advice that is being given by the trusted and wise counsel of Narada and Krishna. And there is one Upanishad called as Prashna Upanishad, in which few sages that go to a rishi to inquire. They had some questions about life, about Vedas, about philosophy. So they go to inquire to this rishi called as Pipalayana Rishi. And this rishi, a beautiful discussion, this Prashna Upanishad. So they ask six questions, just like Bhagavatam is also six questions. Same way, Prashna Upanishad is also six questions. Each of the rishis ask this Pipalayana Rishi these questions. But what happens before the questions were asked is something very interesting. Is that these six disciples, now we can turn them as disciples, because based on the context, the person's identity changes. Just like when I go to a shop, I am known as a customer. When I go to a hospital, I am known as a patient. When I go to a temple, I may be known as a devotee or a donor or whatever. So, based on where we are situated, we are named as different. Sometimes we go to some shop and say, one client is asking that you suddenly become a client, so your identity changes. So, they are disciples because they are approaching. And they are approaching Samit Pani. They approach Pipalayana Rishi with this wooden sticks, Samit Pani, the purport is given that when you go to inquire to a sage or to a guru, first you should try to serve him. You should try to please him before he is willing to answer. And usually in the olden days, the rishis, they used to stay in the forest and they used to do these yagyas regularly. And having this samidari sticks is a great service, is a great need. So therefore, anybody that you used to go to any rishi, they used to carry some wooden sticks to help in the yagya. So they go with this so that he is pleased by their entry. In this Sri Vaishnavas, they comment that when you go to a devotee, to a guru, you should carry something with you that will please him. And you can't demand that he will give you answers immediately. And therefore, even when someone comes to the temple, it is a custom that don't go to the Lord empty-handed. That usually people bring some flowers or fruits. Any temple since childhood, that if you go, even if you go to some relative's house, I know from my parents that even if they go to some relative's house, they'll carry something or other. Some fruits, something has to be carried. You don't go usually empty-handed. And so therefore Samit Pani means that you carry something to please the spiritual master, to please the guru before he inquires. And it also means, Samit Pani means that in a humility, that Pani means hands and Samit means bringing them together. So not that, okay, now I have brought you some dakshina, sometimes, no, you are kind of, no, I am paying you this much, so therefore you should give me the knowledge. Or I am giving you these gifts, so give me the knowledge. So, but they go with humility. They go with folded hands to this, to the guru. Not that because they are bringing something, they are qualified. They go with a very humble attitude. And when Pipalayana Rishi sees them with the wooden sticks with folded hands, he says, be here for 1 year in the ashram and do services. And he doesn't even ask that, why did you come? He just says, be in the ashram for 1 year and do some services. And again the purport is given that when you go to the guru, what he will do is, he will engage you in service. It's not that he will immediately say, okay, what are your questions? And there are two reasons for this. One is to check whether is your inquiry is really a burning inquiry, a sincere inquiry. Because sometimes we get some questions and maybe after 30 minutes we don't have that question in our mind. Why did Narad Muni do like this? Some question may come. But then that question is not that burning that you are willing to serve for 1 year just to get the answer. Now in Bombay situation or any situation, to have that kind of, you know, tolerance or discipline for the disciple, that he is willing to serve for 1 year till the guru asks, okay, what is your question? Or why have you come here? We see the same thing with Ramanujacharya when he goes to Goshtipurna to take the mantra. He says, I am not qualified, come again. And Srirangam and the Tirukoshtur, where he stays, is around 300 to 350 kilometers. And used to walk and go there. So, if you walk 300 kilometers, how many days it will take? At least 2 to 3 days. So, that much he used to walk to inquire, to get the blessings, to get the mantra. He didn't get, again used to come back. 18 times like that he was tested. And then he was given that mantra. Om Namo Narayanaya. Immediately which he, you know, goes on the top of that temple and he shares with everyone. So that willingness to serve the master and be disciplined for 1 year. And so after 1 year, then Pipalayana Rishi calls them and asks. And even I think with Ramanujacharya did the same with Dasharathi. When Dasharathi went and asked, what is the meaning of Sarva Dharman Parityaja? What is the true meaning? He sends to his, you know, niece house, that they need a servant. Go and serve them. He was a sannyasi, but he was sent to go and serve. And he serves for a long time. And then, you know, the whole story is amazing. Then he was, so I was reflecting that if you go to get an answer, we see with Vyasadev, with Arjuna, immediately their questions were answered, but it need not be. And therefore, Tadviddhi Pranipatena Pariprashnena Sevaya, that pranipat, humility and seva have to continue, and that pariprashna, it depends on when the spiritual master, when the guru will actually reply back. And fortunately for us, all those replies of questions and answers are there in the Bhagavatam, but if you don't carry the proper attitude, then we may not get benefited. So Duryodhana is not in the proper mood. And therefore, he, although he is speaking a lot, nobody, he is not understand, he is not willing to be corrected. Therefore, he is also termed as an extrovert. Although being an extrovert, one who boasts a lot of confidence, but still lonely. In these cases of depression or loneliness, it is said, there are some who are introvert and are depressed. There are some who are very much outgoing. They are always in the limelight, partying, talking a lot. But still in the inside of them, they are lonely because they are not thinking about others. He says, for my sake, so many are going to be killed, are willing to be killed. And Arjuna says, for my sake, why should so many be killed? So Arjuna is expressing fully because he has that relationship with Krishna. And also Krishna gave Arjuna that space. He chastised him. But at the same time, Arjuna had that trust in the Lord. And Narada Muni also chastises in the beginning of this chapter. But now he is explaining his own life as an evidence of the power of Krishna consciousness. And here in this verse, he says how the Lord gave him this instrument to become an instrument. And Devadatta Mimam Veena, that the Lord gave him this Veena to be played. And the story, Prabhupada says, is in Linga Purana. And I was reading some of the Acharya's purport to this verse, which says that in the Skanda Purana, the explanation is given that it was Shiva, Lord Shiva, who gave him the Veena, because the same verse is Panchajanyam Rishikesho Devadattam Dhananjaya. The Devadatta, the Deva that gave Arjuna the conch, which is known as Devadatta. Who gave? Anyone? Which Deva had given Arjuna the conch shell? Agni gave the chariot. It was during the Khandava Prastha episode. It was Varuna Dev. It was the Lord of Water. Varuna who gives Arjuna this conch. So same way, in the Skanda Purana it is said that Lord Shiva gave Narada Muni this Veena. But it was Krishna who taught him how to play the Veena. And of course, as Prabhupada says here, Krishna had personally given. So whether the body was given by the Guru, by Krishna himself, or the body, how to be used properly, is both Devadatta. Is both Krishna is only giving, because our body, which is an instrument, is given by our parents, but the purpose to it, how to use it properly, is given by our spiritual master, our Guru. And just like the instrument, if it is not properly tuned, it cannot be played. It cannot be used. Just because Veena is there, doesn't mean that you can use it anyway to sing the glories of the Lord. It has to be used properly. Same with this body, which is Devadatta, which is given by the Lord, or any of the skills that we have, is ultimately Devadatta. He is given by the Lord, he is bestowed by the Lord. And we have to use, Prabhupada mentions here, Narada was feeling so obliged for the gift that he was engaging it in constantly singing the glories of the Lord. As Chaitanya Charitamrita says, that what we have is a gift by the Lord, but what we do with that is our gift to the Lord. That Krishna gave us something, and how do we utilize that gift is our gift back to him. Like any parent, if you give them some, give child something, then if they utilize that properly, then the parent feels very happy. Same way Krishna gave us these skills, they are there temporarily for a short time, and not like Narada Muni who is always having his veena. And it is said that once in one of the Puranas that Narada Muni was feeling especially special that he has this veena and he is playing it so melodiously, singing the glories of the Lord. So once he asked the Lord, "Lord, are you pleased by my veena, by my the playing of the veena?" And as soon as the Lord receives any such question, more than the question, he sees the intent of the question, which is pride. Which is that there was slight pride in Narada Muni, that he is thinking that he is the best singer. And Narada Muni says, Lord Krishna says, "Your veena playing is not as good as there is a Gandharva known as Tumburu who plays better than you." Immediately Narada Muni becomes alarmed but the beauty is that he didn't become envious. He goes and starts to serve Tumburu, this Gandharva, so that he can learn from him how to improve his service, how to improve the playing of veena. And then he learns, and then he comes back to Krishna and he says, "Now I have learnt," and because he served Tumburu nicely and his pride was gone, now Krishna says, "Now let us have a competition between your guru and you." So Tumburu and Narada Muni both come and they start to play veena. And after the entire thing, like nowadays we have this musical, the judges are sitting and people sing and there is a justice given who sang better. Then Krishna gives the judgment. He says that Narada sang, played better than his guru Tumburu. Tumburu didn't become envious, neither did Narada become proud of this. He just understood that the ability to play the instrument, everything is being given by the Lord. And when we have some skill, usually with those either speaking skill, singing skill, dressing skill, whatever skill, we try to impress the public, impress people that see how well I can use my skill. But when we try to impress others, impress the Lord with the gift that we have, Lord is not impressed. But that skill of music or whatever is there is to be used to express our gratitude. So therefore there is a saying that don't use music to impress others, impress the Lord, but use music to express your gratitude. So any skill, it's not just music, but anything can be used to impress or to express. And when you use things to express your gratitude, like Narada Muni is expressing his gratitude by singing, then that music becomes very pleasing. But as soon as we try to impress with our capabilities, then either the Lord takes away those or the Lord is not really pleased with that. Because initially, Narada Muni as Upabharhana, he was trying to impress the audience. And Prabhupada says he was singing filmy songs. In the sense that he was trying to impress the audience, gain their attraction. But now he is only using these skills, same skill of singing. Now Krishna again made that pure and gave him. Now he is using to express his gratitude and direct people's attention to the Lord, not to himself. That's why it is said, even when you play mridanga, kartal, you should not draw attention to you. Even the singer, you should not draw attention to himself or the speaker, but to the holy name, to the deity. If the dressing becomes more prominent, or the dresser becomes more prominent, and the Lord is not glorified, then that is not proper way to. That's why it said that one should also use properly use the sound meters in the service of the Lord, not by being perfect at it, yes, that is the attempt we all make, but by constantly singing the glories of the Lord. Whatever we have skills to engage them in the Lord's service. So, this is a small attempt at this verse. And there was one meaning about this Saregama Pada Nisa, that these form the sequence in which the creation happened. Initially, the Sa represents the Devatas or the Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, who were there. And then Re represents Rishis, the Sapta Rishis that were created. And after that, after the Rishis, the Gandharvas were created. So, Sa, Re, Ga, the Gandharvas were created. And after the Gandharvas were created, the Manushyas were created. The Manavajati were created. So, Sa, Re, Ga, Ma. And once the Manushyas were created, especially the Prajapatis, especially the Mahipals, the Rajas, all the other animals, the Praja were also created. So, that is Praja, which is Pa. And once the Praja is created, then to ensure that all of them follow properly, then the different codes of Dharma were created, which is Dha. So, Sa, Re, Ga, Ma, Pa and Dha. Dha represents Dharma. And once everyone follows Dharma properly, then Ni is Nivritti Nirvana, going back to our original abode, back to the... So, the whole music is supposed to take us back to Krishna, and therefore, in the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, Anavritti Shabdat, that by sound vibration, by spiritual sound vibration, Nivritti will happen. The going back to the Godhead will happen. So, therefore, we take shelter of the holy names. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.